Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 21st and 22nd chapters. As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribune, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian, then, who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness?" Paul replied, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the steps, motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language, saying, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you." And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. And he said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to take those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.' Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Rise and go in Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do.' And since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me, and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing by me said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, 'The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name.' This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Adam Filipek.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you remember? Do you remember the day when you became a Christian, a bearer of the name of Christ? I don't. I can't tell you any miraculous story about the great heavenly light, the light who is Christ, personally appearing to me on the road of Damascus, causing me to fall to the ground and then speaking my name. I can't tell you about being struck with physical blindness so deep and dark that it matched my spiritual blindness as I went about persecuting Christians. I can't tell you how I fasted for 3 days until the Lord sent his servant Ananias to baptize me so that immediately my physical blindness and spiritual blindness were undone, leaving the remnants of scales lying on the floor for proof. No, I can't. In fact, the only thing I can tell you is the day that I became a Christian, July 3rd, 1983. For I am told, I was only a little over 1 month old, and I had to be carried to the font at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. But make no mistake about it, just because I was young, couldn't even speak, had to be carried, and have no awe-inspiring conversion story in the eyes of the world, that does not mean that my story was any less miraculous. For I too, like Paul, was spiritually blind. Sinful from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, Out of my heart, out of the heart of man came evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. That's what I was. Spiritually blind. A slave to sin and dead in my trespasses. And so were you. But quite miraculously, like Paul, Jesus spoke his life-giving word to me through the mouth, not of Ananias, of Pastor Jenks. Christ said to me, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And immediately, upon hearing the word of Christ spoken to me and joined in that water, my spiritual blindness was gone. Once I was far off from God, but now I have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Once I was a slave to sin, but now I am set free. Once I walked in darkness, but now I have seen a great light. Jesus, the very light of the world. Once I was a child of the devil. Now I am a forgiven, redeemed, blood-bought child of the living God. Once I was dead in my sin, but now I am alive again in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And this was not of my own doing. Just like Paul, it was a gift of God to me, as it was to you. And what's more, this gift of baptism is not merely a one-time event that happens some 34 years ago. No, it is the ongoing reality in which I live. It's not that I was baptized, but that I am baptized. It's not that I once was a Christian, but that I am a Christian. A Christian who, yes, still struggles and fights against evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. But I am not a slave to it. There are many times when I refuse to continue in my sin. Thanks be to God when that happens. For He is at work in me through His word, reminding me who I am, that I shall not continue in this sin, for I am a baptized child of God. And there are many times when I fail miserably and continue in my sin. And the devil reminds me that I deserve death and hell. I admit it. I do. But thanks be to God who is at work in me through His word, reminding me that I am a forgiven, redeemed, baptized child of the living God. Yes, like Paul and like you, I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise. Amen.